With that, since Senate Bill 146 and Senate Bill 14 are both my bills, we'll at this point turn over the gavel to my Vice Chairman, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We will now open testimony on Senate Bill 146. Proponents of 146.
Senator Olson.
Senator Burroughs.
Chairman. Thank you. Senate Bill 146 was deferred in order for us to do some work on amendments. Those amendments I have prepared, and if it's okay with the chair, I will just cover these bills from my position That's here fine. Rather than going to the front.
You bet.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, as you look at the amendment, which is 146DA, looking at your bill, what we have done, on page 1, line 9, we have inserted after minutes, after a public hearing. These are amendments that in committee discussion the other day, I could tell pretty much agreed by the committee that these would be advisable to put on. Page 1, line 14, we delete any person and insert the school board. On page 1, line 15, you delete who does not implement the recommendations and insert shall do so in a timely manner. It would then read, the school board is responsible for implementing the recommendations of the state fire marshal provided for in section 1 of this act in shall do so in a timely manner. On page 2, delete all of line 1. Line 3, delete 1960 and insert there 1950. That would make the buildings that we would be inspecting over 50 years old. And I thought that was probably a better place to start than 1960, as we discussed. On page 2, line 3, after licensed, insert state. So it would read, before 1950, by a licensed state engineer. Page 2, line 4, instead of 2001, we insert 2002. 2001, if this bill should become statute, would go into effect on July 1st, and a pretty short time frame there for them to get this completed, knowing that the heavy workload that all of our employees have. On page 2, line 6, after minutes, we insert again after a public hearing. The results of this of the inspection shall be filed with the Department of Education Cultural Affairs. With that, that is the amendment that's been proposed, and at this time, I would hope that one of the committee members could move the amendment.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Hamm that this committee adopt the amendment 146DA. Is there a second? Second by Senator Huttmacher. All those in favor of the motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 146 has been amended. Further discussion?
Thank you, Senator committee. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make this very brief. I will just say that you have seen the video in the last meeting. You have seen the need. You've heard the need. You have seen the reports that I passed out to you on inspections that have been made and, as far as I'm concerned, not followed. You will see that we do need changes. And right now, I guess we just say to ourselves, if we're ready to address this problem, or are we still going to allow children to be in an unsafe situation and hopefully not have any more tragedies like we had this last summer. Ask yourself, as we discuss this, how much are the kids worth? I know that, and I was quite surprised, that I really wasn't faced the last time with people really questioning the cost of, let's say, putting the thing, the inspections and the plans and the fire inspection into the minutes of the school board. And I guess I have to thank the various associations for at least realizing that that small cost that it would be in the newspapers would be very little compared to even the loss of one child or one teacher, one administrator, one worker, whatever it might be in our schools. Hopefully we can do something now to try to improve the safety factor in our schools. With that, I guess my testimony is complete.
Thank you, Senator Brose. Further proponents of 146. Further proponents? Seeing none.
Mr. Chair, I guess we did testify. You're asking for proponents with...
Well, it would be the amended bill. I'm sorry. Right.
Please, I'd like to go on record with SASD as being a proponent of the bill as amended.
Thank you. Further proponents of 146 as amended. Gene. Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any opponents of 146 as amended? Any opponents of Senate Bill 146 as amended? Senator Hubacher?
Mr. Chair, I have another amendment that I'd like to hand out.
Okay.
Hopefully we got enough to go that way. We're going to have to fix this just a little bit, though. Because of Senator Brose's amendment. Mr. Chairman, I think what we have is we're going to have to delete, delete the first part down where it says Section 4 on my amendment. So it starts out at page 1, line 10. We're going to have to go down to where it starts on page 2, line 6. Isn't that right, Claire? Because Senator Brose's amendment kind of, it did some of the same things that the top part of this one did.
Except the date.
Senator Brose changed the date, too.
Right, but we'll have to, okay, continue.
Oh, I need to. Mr. Chair, what this amendment does, you know, is exactly what I talked about the other day. It changes capital outlay certificates, it changes bond issues, and it changes multi-use facilities to 50% approval ratings, and it repeals Section 13-16-26-2, which is fund balance transfers. Or fund transfers. It's a tool that if we're going to ask school districts to remodel their buildings and be accountable to the public as Senate Bill 146 does, I believe it's only in their best interest and ours to give them the tools to work with that they need to bring buildings up to code, bring buildings up to safety standards that need to be met. And I would hope we could attach this to the bill, and I think it would probably be a pretty good piece of legislation then. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hubacher. Is there a motion to amend further Senate Bill 146? Moved by Hubacher that Senate Bill 146 be further amended. Is there a second? Second by Senator McIntyre. Discussion of the motion to further amend.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Brose.
First of all, I'll refer to page 2 of his amendments, which is, of course, the repeal there of the fund transfers. I'm not sure if the Senator plans on having that as an amendment to the rest of the bills for this session, or if he is planning on, let's say, trying to get trying to get this done. I think he has that amendment right now on a bill that did pass out of here that is now over in state affairs and will be heard. So if it's his intention to put that onto every bill, I guess he just needs to tell us so that we can look for it each time. However, I will also talk to the others and say that I have been a proponent all along of the 50%, may it be capital outlay or may it be a bond issue. I think it's long necessary. Things have changed. I know the arguments against that. However, I think that everything else we do, basically, unless it involves new taxes, we do it with a majority vote. You and I are elected that way, and I have been for that particular idea since the day I got to this legislature. So what I would like to do, and I think that I'm correct in doing this, is just make a substitute motion with the Section 4 as he has it, with repealing the 60% that's needed for capital outlay and bond issues, and I would then say that I don't believe that Section 7 is necessary in this bill. That's a substitute motion.
I'm assuming the substitute motion, Senator Brose, is to everything that Senator Huttmacher's amendment does, you would strike Section 7. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, moved by Brose that we have a substitute motion to amend 146CB, the amendment as passed out by Senator Huttmacher stays intact except with the proposed substitute motion to amend that Section 7 be repealed. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Hamm. Discussion on the substitute motion to amend. Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Brose is right. We're going to see this until the end of session or I get it repealed. I think it's just another opportunity for school districts to utilize some of their funds. You know, they're local elected officials, and if the people don't like it, the people should tell them. I don't believe that it's our business to be telling them from peer what they're going to do and how to handle their funds. And I would hope you could resist the motion to amend.
Thank you, Senator Huttmacher. Further discussion on the Brose substitute motion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the Brose motion to further amend the substitute motion, or the continued amendment 146CB, all those in favor of the Brose motion to amend, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Chair's in doubt. Chair would ask Secretary to call the roll on the substitute motion, the Brose motion, to further amend.
Dugard?
No.
Hamm?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
McIntyre?
No.
Munson?
No.
Olson?
No.
Brose?
Aye.
Two yeas, five nays.
The Huttmacher motion to amend stays as on the printed amendment. The chair would ask Claire, now we're back to 1960, are we not?
You're back to his amendment now. His amendment. You got my sub-motion was defeated. You're now into the amendment.
Okay.
The
All right, thanks.
Intact.
Intact.
Section 7 still on.
Thank you. I'm just getting my sea legs under me again. Okay, now we're back to the Huttmacher motion to further amend Senate Bill 146. All those in favor, further discussion of that motion. All those in favor of the Huttmacher motion, Senator Huttmacher.
Just to be sure everyone understands, the amendment starts where it says on page 2 after line 6. Everything above there is deleted because it done basically the same thing that Senator Brose's original amendment did.
So, Huttmacher, I guess that was my question, because now it seems to me that when we took the Brose original amendment, we have a date of 1950.
Right.
And
that's why I'm saying I want to my motion or original motion is to delete.
Okay. So really,
it starts where it says on page 2 after line 6.
All right. Okay. So you basically took the first 6 lines of your proposed amendment, and that wasn't in your motion to amend.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I wanted to clarify that before.
I appreciate that. Further discussion on the Huttmacher motion to amend?
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Brose.
Let me just say that I think jeopardizing the entire bill with these amendments, even though I agree with the 50% on the capital outlay and on bond indebtedness, but jeopardizing the entire bill, putting it onto the bill that facilities are needed, I think what we're doing is using a move by the senator, which is, of course, his prerogative, using that to jeopardize what he also understands right now that is needed. And so, therefore, since he already has that amendment on one bill, this could go down and have a very difficult time as a result of Section 7 being on here. So I would propose that the entire amendment, Huttmacher amendment, be defeated.
Further discussion? Senator McIntyre.
I think I have to speak in defense of the amendment because it puts the totality of the problem into one bill that we can deal with. And in order, you know, to say that we need to protect children by having safe buildings is perfectly, you know, a legitimate claim to be made. But if we don't go one step further and allow the responsible parties to make those buildings safe, we're in a catch-22 situation. So I think to have a good bill, which was presented in the First Amendment, is fine. But to have a better bill is even better. And so I would hope that we could support the Huttmacher Amendment as amended.
Okay, further discussion, Senator Dugard.
I agree with Senator McIntyre that it is a logical extension of Senator Brose's idea. At the same time, I must agree with Senator Brose that putting this amendment on the bill makes it much less likely it will pass. And I think it's worthy legislation that should stand on its own. And if the other issue needs to be raised, it should have been raised in a separate bill. So I urged defeat of the Huttmacher amendment.
Thank you, Senator Dugard. Further discussion on the Huttmacher motion to amend. Hearing none, all those in favor, and we're talking about the amendment 146CB, with the first six lines of the Huttmacher motion off. All those in favor of the Huttmacher motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The motion dies. Now, we are back to the bill as amended by Senator Brose. Further discussion on 146.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dugard.
I move do pass as amended.
Moved by Senator Dugard that Senate Bill 146 go to the floor as amended, do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Hamm. Discussion on the do pass motion. Senator Huttmacher.
This bill is in better shape than it originally was, but I believe if we're going to require school districts and preach to them and profess to them that they need to improve facilities, they need to have the tools to do it. And I'm not going to belabor the point, but I can't support the bill at this time.
Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the do-pass motion, the Dugard motion, do-pass as amended on Senate Bill 146, will signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Dugard?
Aye.
Hamm?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
6 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill 146 goes to the floor. Do pass as amended.
Title amendment.
Okay. We have a title amendment for the bill.
I move the title amendment be adopted.
Moved by Brose that we adopt a title amendment for Senate Bill 146. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Hamm. And that title amendment, the new title would read on page 1, line 2 of the printed bill, delete to provide for certain penalties. The penalties have been taken out of the bill. So it would read in its entirety now, an act to require that certain findings and recommendations of the state fire marshal be included in the school board minutes and to require certain inspections. Okay, all those in favor of the motion to amend the title signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Title is so amended.